thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER.
Hey, welcome in time for Daily Editorial. Big Al said last week he wasn't going to do these on Monday anymore, but when you have headlines like we have had this morning, Jimmy and I have to get on and talk about it. It would be irresponsible for us not to do it. The first thing that I want to bring up is the fact that Biden is in the news as saying the situation in the Middle East is not his fault. Jim, I was under the impression that Joe Biden was the president of the United States. Fault or not, it's kind of his deal, isn't it?
He made the decision to withdraw. He made the rules on how to withdraw. He's been the president of the United States for 7 months. This was his decision. He said so. And right. The failures have been directly his responsibility. Failures to plan, failures to actually control the right areas like Bagram Air Base and other areas in order to get people out. And of course, it continuing to deteriorate, and it will not get better for him as the Taliban makes agreements with ISIS and Al-Qaeda groups inside Afghanistan to continue their relationships, which is exactly the reason why he said we were leaving, because they were gone. Al-Qaeda was gone, and that was a blatant lie.
I agree. I just want to say one thing. We're going to wake up one morning or go to bed one night, and the headlines are going to be Israel eliminates Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS. You watch. That's going to happen. That's not a prediction, in my opinion. That is a common sense fact. Having said that, Epoch Times came out this morning and said there are 15 million uncounted ballots from the last major election. Now, I just have to say one thing about that, because I know we're going to get a lot of poo-poos on that comment. But trust me, the Epoch Times does not want to get sued. That is a major, major headline, and it has to be verifiable on their part. Comments, Jimmy?
So basically, a research group out of Indiana that's for election integrity did a study, and they identified 15 million ballots that were unaccounted for, that were unmanaged because of the rapid mail-in changes to voter rules to support mail-in balloting because of the COVID crisis.
Right.
And what that meant was that people, organizations, voter groups, election officials were unable to rapidly manage the changes and then identify. We've seen in Fulton County, Georgia, large numbers of tallies unaccounted for. They don't have the documentation to show where the votes came for. This will come at a very interesting time with the failure in Afghanistan, with what Joe Biden has done here, done with Afghanistan, his failure to lead there. And then you'll see these types of questions, and then the audit results from Maricopa County in Arizona, where they're actually doing a full-on forensic audit. And apparently, according to reporting, there's going to show massive problems with Maricopa County in Arizona, enough to absolutely change the outcome of the election.
Well, I agree 100% with that, Jim. The only comment I can make is Israel is going to be in the headlines, and the election results are going to be in the headlines sooner rather than later.
Jimmy, I do want to say, Al, that Israel's a long way. You have to transit Iran to get to Afghanistan. So I'm not sure they have the capacity nor the will or the capability to get all the way over there. But we'll see. What I do see is the Taliban creating very big problems in the region.
Well, I have to say, those of you who use Apple products or Mac products, whatever, they've got some pretty good news, I have to say, which I'm very, very happy about. They went in depth today on the situation, Jim, in Afghanistan, and they did not sugarcoat it in the least. The Taliban is going door to door. They are, for lack of a better term, searching out Christians. I don't know because this was not guaranteed, but I have to believe that the Christians are probably in big trouble. In the sense, I would have to guess they are probably they're probably executing them, but that is not obviously a fact. That's just my personal opinion. Let's get over to COVID, Jimmy. Pfizer has now been approved by the FDA. What's that going to do to COVID, in your opinion, to the immunization situation?
I actually think this Biden administration is going to try to mandate now FDA-approved Pfizer injection. The problem is there's been recent studies that have showed that the Pfizer injections are only 45 to 55% effective.
Right.
And there is studies that show that it actually reduces your T-cell immunity after you take the drug, actually putting people who take the Pfizer vaccination at higher risk to reinfection. So I am not sure. There's a lot of information out there and there's a lot of misinformation out there.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, the Pfizer and Moderna clinically controlled studies, after they got emergency use, half the population that were given placebos in order to validate,
right,
they were actually given the vaccine. So they lost control of the study. So I actually don't know. And I don't know the specifics on it. And I'm certainly not one of the researchers, but I don't know how the FDA could do this approval without actually asking Pfizer's technical assistance in making the determination. And we know that Pfizer has a tremendous financial interest in getting their vaccine approved.
You
and
bet.
I honestly think a lot of Americans will not trust the system. And I think as you see this administration lie on Afghanistan, that a lot of people are going to have more concern about how they're managing this entire vaccination and masking rules and the COVID crisis, as it apparently is getting worse when it was promised to get better. And I think a lot of people are going to be very, very concerned about the reality. And I really am beginning to get just a lot of people are not going to trust this government.
You know, I have to say one thing, Jimmy. I was up until 11 o'clock bantering back and forth with Larry on the blog. And Larry and Jerry and Eddie and everybody, certainly Irish Tony, he called me a couple of bad names yesterday. Shame on you, Irish. Anyway, having said that, I have to say that it would be in Pfizer's best interest to provide irrefutable proof that the vaccine is beneficial, because the amount of new COVID variant cases that are coming on board here are absolutely amazingly large.
Well, here's the science on that, though, right? And this is pretty clear. Viruses mutate. We've talked about this for a year and a half. Viruses mutate. When you give a partial injection that does something to it, that virus is going to try to survive and it's going to change, which makes the vaccine ineffective. Pfizer does not have a vested interest. I'm going to contradict you on this. It does not have a vested interest to prove unequivocally that it's right. You know why? Because the federal government indemnified
them. No, I don't know why. And the reason
because they were indemnified where they are not held responsible.
Oh, you know what, Jim? I forgot about that. But I have to say, indemnified or not, I still maintain that Pfizer's, it would be in their best interest simply from a profit standpoint. Forget the indemnity. Let's talk about acceptance, because right now, a lot of people are not accepting. In our neighborhood, a large percentage of the elderly people have refused the vaccines.
Yeah. And
I'm saying that's a
barrier.
And
they should have that choice, right?
Yeah. I'm saying that's a barrier that if it's possible to take down, that Pfizer really ought to take it down. Jimmy, we've gone 9 minutes and 18 seconds. You got the final word, bud.
I just want to say that you can't, the pharmaceutical companies are the same ones that put the opioid crisis around America. They want short-term profits. Their decision-making right now is driven by short-term profits. And the fact that the government's protecting them, the fact that they have most influence because they have the research teams that help guide the decision-making, I don't trust them.
All I can say is common sense, as I brought forth a little while ago, it's amazing that this not being handled that way in our country today. Larry, buddy, you made me stop and think.